Dave in New Jersey is having some sink problems with the faucet and the water heater. What's going on?
Not sure if it's a water heater problem. I think it is. The problem I'm having basically is on the hot water side of my faucets, let's say, and all the faucets are the same, the water pressure is about one-tenth of what it is on the cold side.
Is it only in one sink?
No,
one,
all the sinks. The two bathrooms sinks. And the kitchen sink, all the same.
Okay.
I've been here about 12 years now. So the water heater is about 12 years old. It still puts out a fine amount of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, and I don't remember a few years ago if it was, I think the pressure was more than it is now. So I'm wondering if, I know the town that I live in has hard water, so I don't know if that's contributing to maybe the hot side getting sediment building up and just closing, the line is closing in.
Well, I'm thinking it might be one valve, Dave, and that would be the valve that's right after the water heater, or it could be actually the cold water supply into the water heater. If the valve is sort of partway closed, then that could account for this issue.
It's all the way open, so I know it's...
Well, I know
it could
what
be
say.
Closed by sediment.
Well, yes, and it also could feel all the way open, but not physically be all the way open inside, because sometimes they break down inside, and although they feel open, they're actually not. They could be stuck
halfway. Wouldn't the problem be after the water heater, because it's only on the hot side and not the cold side? The cold side,
I'm talking about the cold water that feeds into the water heater, so you have a cold water supply into the water heater. You generally don't have a shutoff valve on the hot water side.
Right, that's right.
So it would be the cold water into the water heater is where the restriction would be. So I would take a look at that valve.
Now, would that something a plumber would do anyway if he was replacing the water heater? I can't decide to do it, I assume.
Yeah, and if your water heater is 12 years old, you know, there's
it's
something to be said for replacing it before it starts to leak. It's already beyond the useful life expectancy. So this may be a good time for you to go ahead and replace that water heater and replace the supply valve at the same time.
That was my thought, just to kill two birds with one stone.
The cost of the labor will probably be about the same, so it's only the cost of the water heater that makes the difference. I think that makes sense, Dave. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.